What up, though? This your man, Cartier. This is my lovely guest host, Tajanae. And it's the first episode of, you know, it's the Cartier Show. Basically, what I do, I just sit here in front of the camera with a pair of Cartiers on. And, you know, we talk shit.
Okay.
That's all we do here. All right, bet. So, yeah. I'm going to let y'all know a little bit about me. So, you know, I'm from Detroit, East Side, 7 Mile area. You know what I'm saying? That's basically it. That's all you need to know about me. What's up with you? What's your story?
From Connecticut.
Lame.
I'm 23.
You sure about that?
Yeah.
Damn, I forgot how old she was. How old am I?
21.
Yeah, you better know. Mm-hmm. And then I'm bald by choice, not by you know, hereditary. I had to cut all my hair off. I fucked up my haircut earlier, so you know I had to cut it all off. But yeah, this is by choice. I'm not no goddamn test tube baby with fucking 21 bald head by accident.
Okay, on to today's topic.
What is it? Oh, yeah.
We are talking about first jobs.
Oh, yeah, first jobs. So, yeah, what was your first job? Where'd you work?
One of my first jobs was an RA, a resident assistant at my school when I was in college. I became an RA when I was a sophomore. And I was one for the rest of my time.
That sounds boring.
The rest of my time there. And it's pretty much a 24/7 job. So, like, every time I was at school, I was pretty much, like, working. It's just a lot of crazy stories. A lot of ridiculous occurrences that just were a waste of my time looking back, but
give us one crazy story.
I remember my first year, as an RA, and like my resident, they came from across the hall. It was like two girls, and they were like, "Our roommate, she stinks. Every time she uses the bathroom, we can smell her afterwards."
So.
You need to take care of that. And I was like,
so they calling on you
to pretty much tell the girl that she stinks. Like, I'm not about to do that. I asked my boss what I should do, and he was no help. So
what? let me get some details on this chick. Was she like a BBW? Was she intimidating?
She was like tall, but she wasn't like big or anything. So
you think you could take her?
I wasn't trying to take anybody. That was not my job description. And the thing is, but
you tell somebody that they stink, you gotta.
I didn't tell her that she stank. The only thing I could do was make a chore sheet with them, because, like, I'm not about to tell that girl that her roommates think she stinks. Like, that's none of my business. That has everything to do with them. And they didn't want to confront her on that. So, and that's why people say RAs don't solve our issues. What do you want us to do exactly? And a lot of times people don't even come to the RA with real problems. And a lot of times residents don't even want to have a mediation. So y'all just wasting our time, honestly. So stop wasting your RA's time.
Let them know. Let them know. I mean, but so after you get this chick the chore sheet, like,
I just left them to it. What more can I do?
I mean, at a certain point, you just need to man up or woman up.
That's what I'm saying. I was
grow
like,
a pair of nuts, or, you know, just like,
your roommate smelling is none of my business.
Yeah, so like, you gotta tell them, like, you smell like ass. Exactly. We don't want to be with you. Like, what makes you think you can walk around like this?
Yeah, I don't really know what they thought.
You know,
I was supposed to do.
You know, my dad told me years ago. You know, I used to be outside all the time, and I would go outside as a kid. And before I go outside, I wouldn't brush my damn teeth. And he's like, "What the fuck is you doing, nigga? Did you brush your damn teeth? What makes you think you can go outside with some shitty ass breath like that?"
I don't think my dad.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't think she got that message as a youngin.
I guess not. But yeah. I don't know. You know, some people you could just tell by how they look. They just.
Yeah, that they stank.
But, you know.
Damn, so wait, so
I never smelled her, but
good for you.
But yeah, there was a lot of crazy stories as an RA. That was just like one of the first. I had a lot my first year, and then what for my last year one that wasn't like that funny. It was more serious. It was this girl. She was wasted, and I can't remember what exactly happened. But
was she white or was she black?
I don't know. I don't know what she was.
I mean, I'm saying there's a difference between black girl wasted and white girl wasted.
I think she was like white girl wasted. But she was like really like badly wasted. I think she was having like an anxiety attack or something. So we had to call the public safety, which is like the officers on campus. Mm-hmm. And they came in. They were like dead ass kneeling on this girl. Big men, like big Hawaiian sumo wrestler type of guys. Kneeling on this girl, trying to hold her down, trying to strap her down. She was, like, screaming.
So they had some George Floyd action.
Mm-hmm.
Sheesh.
It was crazy. I, like, cussed out the officers afterwards. I was like, there's no reason for you to put your hands on a young lady like that.
That's true.
You guys are more than capable of restraining her or calming her. You have no training on how to defuse the situation. You shouldn't have even been there. Like, because they were men. I'm like, you shouldn't have even been there. Mm-hmm. Should have been a woman coming in and handling it. Mm-hmm. The goddamn paramedics were, like, assholes. He's just like, if you don't want to listen to me, you're going to get strapped down regardless. I was like,
damn, they don't give a fuck about, they have no regards for human life.
Not at all. Not at all. Like, oh, man. But, yeah, it was trippy. You got a lot of stories. I had some crazy bosses. I had every single year, like, we had a different mm-hmm. boss. Some years we had no boss. I was like the senior RA, so like I was supposed to be in charge of my staff. These bitches were like, you don't even do anything. I'm like, girl, they don't give me anything to do. Why are you even pressing me right now?
Ooh. Excuse me?
That's what I was saying. I was just like, I know they did that. Like, yeah. My staff used to be tripping. Like, if I could read some of the messages that we used to be like flaming these RDs.
Was RDs.
RD is like the resident director, so they're like the person who's above the RAs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, it was just a hot mess. Yeah. It was good compensation, but it was a hot mess. We got free room and board, and they paid for our meal plans.
Okay. And you did that all 4 years of college?
All three. Like my final three. Freshman year, I wasn't an RA.
Okay.
It was worth it, but it was, like, ridiculous.
So, they didn't give you no weapons or anything as an RA? You just...
No, just some heavy-ass keys we had to carry around.
So you had to go around diffusing situations, probably yep. having to deal with some crazy-ass college hormone, like,
yep.
crazy-ass teenagers just getting out of high school, doing nut-ass. Oh, my God,
don't even get me started on some of, like, the room searches we had to do, some of the people who was like just smoking in the room. Honestly, mm-hmm. I didn't care. And it just made my night longer having to deal with that. But then after you had some other people being like, you need to handle this situation. Like, girl, you the one who want to handle this situation. I don't give a damn. Because
uh-huh.
afterwards, after every situation like that, we had to write up a whole case report and get all the badge numbers from all the officers and the names and ID. It was just too much. I'm like, why are you wasting my time? I don't care if these people are smoking in their room. As long as they don't stink in the hallway, it's none of my business.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, a lot of crazy stories. I could go on and on. So, what was your first job like?
All right, I'll let you know my very first job. You want to be very official with it? My first job.
We're talking about your first real job.
My first real job, yeah, because a lot of my first jobs was like under the table type shit, non-taxable. You understand? So, my first real job that I ever had was working at Red Lobster, and I think my cousin hooked me up with the job. he hooked me up with the interview and all that. I think he put like a good word in for me. Nice. And he put that he put a great word in, because you know
that's too
my
good.
Yeah, my that's my big cuz Matt. He got away with the words. You know, he can. He's like, you know, you could talk to a fucking manager and make him hire you. So I do this interview, right? I go in. My very first time walking into that Red Lobster, I go in there. I got a suit. Like, this is back when I used to wear suits.
Where did you think you were applying to?
I was like, you got to dress to impress. The first impression suit? Is the best.
Three-piece?
I was wearing a three-piece suit. Jeez. I think I wore my prom suit to the job interview.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I was going crazy. Yeah. But I wore my prom suit to my job interview with some loafers. What else? But one of the managers had walked by. I was like, oh, that's a nice tie you got on. I like your outfit.
I had you washing dishes, huh?
No, I wasn't washing dishes first. I was bussing tables first. But I had all that. Like, I used to come in dressed fresh as hell. But I was bussing tables. Like, I was probably the freshest dressed in the damn restaurant. But I was bussing tables. I used to have, like, crazy-ass watches with the spin bezel. Fucking $300-$400 watches. Like, fucking nice-ass, clean-ass fucking 360 waves on the top, man. And I was fucking busting tables. But, and I was, like, and at that same time, I think I was a freshman. I was a freshman at WC3, Wayne County Community College. So all that shit, I was doing a lot of that. Wasn't getting paid very much either. But that job was like, it was so crazy. I got a bunch of stories for that itself.
What was it like dealing with customers and stuff like that? Like people coming in?
Customers was cool. It was always cool because one thing about me, I always show respect. Mm. So it's like, the fuck you doing all that for? I disrespect you right here. I always like to show respect to customers. The customer service is like one of my things. That's why I started my own business and all that. Mm-hmm. So I like customers. So I like helping people. But yeah, but customers was always kind of me. I remember one time one of the customers tried to hook me up with their daughters. I was like, whoa, how old is she? She's like, she's 25. At that time, I was only 17. I was like, I'm 17, though. He's like, oh, you way too young for me, honey. I'm like, man, shut up. You ain't shit. But that's beside the point. But, yeah, crazy-ass shit. Customers.
Now, if I wanted to talk about everybody who wanted to hook up with me, it'd be a problem.
Oh, yeah, definitely would. Don't bring that up. I don't want to hear none of that shit. Nah, I ain't no insecure, a little bit though. But yeah, the customers is always good, man. Customers are good at Red Lobster. I ran into some niggas from the hood up in Red Lobster that I used to hoop with. Who else I ran into? My boys that I used to run with. They used to be up. I had one dude. This dude had a nasty ass haircut. He's fucking. It like he had worms coming out his fucking head with a long ass goatee, and he used to come up to Red Lobster every Sunday. And just be eating up a storm at Red Lobster every Sunday, getting extra biscuits, waters. And I'd be sitting there, we'd be sitting there talking and shit, and my manager would be pissed off because I'd be sitting there talking to him for so damn long and not busting tables down. Because, like, I'm just sitting there talking to a customer instead of working.
What was management like?
Man, some of it was cool. Most of it, I hate it. I don't like working for people.
Mm. Why do you think that?
Why I don't like working for people?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't, you know. I feel like I don't get appreciated. That's how I feel like when I'm working for somebody.
How could someone show they appreciate you?
How could someone show they appreciate me? Mm-hmm. They, you know, if I ask a favor or something like that, you know, mm-hmm. It wouldn't be a problem. If I'm working this hard for you on the clock.
Like, support your other endeavors?
Yeah, support my endeavors. Like, when I was working at Red Lobster, well, the main reason why I quit Red Lobster was because I wanted to be a waiter. Mm-hmm. But when I asked the management, like,
Man, I'm trying. They didn't want you. They didn't want to let you progress.
Yeah, they wanted me to stay in the fucking kitchen washing dishes, bussing tables. I was like, they would literally. This is exactly what they did. I was like, hey, I forgot the nigga name. Hey, I'm gonna make up a name. Hey, Charles. No, don't listen. It had nothing to do with that. I just made the name up. Hey, Charles. Listen, man, I enjoy working here at Red Lobster. But the money is funny, man. I gotta pay for this college tuition, you know. Once I pay for my tuition, I'm pretty much in a fucking hole. I need to become a waiter or something, man. I need extra money. It's $10 an hour, I ain't gonna fucking cut it. And exactly what he said after I said that. Hell no. You ain't being no damn waiter. You can't even talk to nobody. I was like, damn, you can't give me a chance? Jeez. Well, back then I was kind of shy, but it was like, come on.
I feel like you would have came into yourself if you had asked for that job.
Yeah, if I would have.
You would have done the job.
Yeah, I can adapt, you know? Mm-hmm. But damn, it's like, you can't. You wouldn't even give me no damn practice. He's like, hell no. You stay back here and watch dishes, you fucking back of the house monkey. Like, come on, bro. Like,
that's rude. That kind of sucks.
Yeah, so I'm stuck in the back of the house. Next couple weeks, I'm thinking about, like, man, I can't believe this nigga just told me I can't do what I want to do. I'm trying to be a waiter.
I kind of felt like that. Like, how long were you working there?
I worked there for almost a year.
Yeah, because when I was at Victoria's Secret, like, I wanted to progress, but I felt like I was just stuck where I was because I would only work there when I was home from school. Mm-hmm. So, like, I would be working there for, like, a month at a time, maybe, like, 3 months at a time if it was summertime. So, like, I didn't really get that chance to progress. And I feel like I got frustrated just not being able to grow in a position. Like, if I'm going to be somewhere, I need to be able to get to the top.
Yeah.
I don't want to be somewhere and then just always be where I'm at. Yeah,
because like a retail store, it's like when if you come in, the only way you can make it to the top is if you own that damn, if you own that chain, that franchise. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why I like being an RA, because like I could grow in that role and I got more responsibility, like as time went on and just as you do more.
Yeah, I mean, if you was doing Victoria's Secret the retail, like yeah, I think the highest you could have went was a manager. You probably could have just won a manager. That's the highest you could go.
Yeah, but still, that's still something.
Yeah, it's like
still more than before.
Yeah.
But if I was to apply to another retail job, I'm not about to apply to be a sales associate. I'm about to apply to be a manager.
Yeah. Now, like, after I left out the Navy, I was like, recently I was like, man, I need to get a damn job. Like, this stuff that I'm doing ain't going to cut it eventually. But it's like, I looked at my resume. I don't even have a resume. I just think of all the stuff that I did. Like,
it ain't enough.
Yeah, I'm way too qualified to be getting one of these damn jobs out here. So I'm just going to stick to what I'm doing.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like you don't need, like, I don't know. People act like you need mad experience or mad certificate to gain experience. Like,
yeah,
you gain experience doing the smallest things in everyday life. Like,
yeah,
just talking to people, you gaining a lot of like customer service with what you're doing now. Mm-hmm. Me just being at home learning how to just be patient, working with like kids and just being patient with myself, you know, that'll help you later on in your life when you're working somewhere where you need to have those skills, like you cultivated them doing something that you didn't think it was even relevant to.
Yep. So tiniest stuff, man. Yeah, take everything is.
Yeah.
Everything is serious.
I think I read that I think I watched a video the other day about like, you know, where you're at now. Like everything that you're doing is for a reason, and mm-hmm. once you get to where you're supposed to be, you'll realize that you learned that skill from doing something you thought was irrelevant. Mm-hmm. So, never take what you're doing for granted. You're always learning.
Yeah.
But. So tell me, why did you quit Red Lobster? What happened? What was that last day like?
I tell you, the very last day, nobody knew that I was going to quit.
Not did you even, know?
No, I didn't know I was going to quit until I got fed up. So this day, It was another day, you know, doing the dishes. I'm a dishwasher at this time. They used to call it, they called it utility, but really you're just a dishwasher.
Let's put the fancy, dancy words on it. What they call, like, a garbage man, like, humanitarian, sanitarians or something like that?
Yeah, sanitary.
Sanitation engineer.
Yeah, something like that. But,
like, so what?
Stupid. Like, come on now. You're a fucking garbage man. Throw that trash in the fucking back of the truck, you goddamn.
No, it's an important job, but it's just like they slap that fancy title on it just so that, you know, you feel like you're doing something. Like, you feel like it's a more important role. Like, it's an important role, but, you know, they make you feel like, oh, you're doing something so great. Like, I'm a garbage man. What do you mean?
I feel like they overcomplicating something simple.
Yeah, that's overcomplicating definitions.
It's like, come on now.
I'd be feeling like a lot of the words that we have for things or just the way we describe things is just not accurate descriptions. Yeah, but that's just, like, a topic for another day.
Yeah, it's just something that, you know,
just people just say things and it's not even, like, what it really means.
Yeah, it's like sprinkling some fucking shit on top of it to make it, you know, just to make it dazzle. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like language is just, I feel like we're not fully developed language-wise. Mm. True story.
But back to the reason why I quit Red Lobster. I was a utility worker at Red Lobster, all right? Basically, I'm just washing dishes every damn day. You know, every day, no matter how hard I tried, I would always get, like, fucking dirty ass dish water in my fucking shoes. It would soak up my socks. Like, every day my feet would be smelling like fucking garbage. I would always have...
Why do they look like that?
Knock it off. I would always have, like blisters on my hands every day from, like, the hot ass water, because you wash it off. You wash the food off and then you put it through some hot ass machine to dry it off.
And it's
like, yeah, to fully sanitize it. And then when it come out, the dish is like 100 some degrees. And then you pick it up. You got the wet ass hands and then you put it on some hot ass plates. And it's like getting your hands calloused and blistered. And your feet smell like shit. And your shoes always wet. And it was like, and your shirt always wet.
Yeah, Red Lobster about to sue you.
You always get fucking you like, you gotta take the garbage out and then the fucking, man.
It probably saved, but.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It didn't. Yeah, but that's crazy. The damn camera stopped recording, y'all. So we just go on audio. But it's always like garbage smelling. Oh, it was just horrible. I did not like working at Red Lobster.
And what was that? What was that last day? What was going on?
So the same thing going on. Still smelling like shit. Still, you know, shoes wet, filled with, you know, water.
Mm-hmm.
Making my feet smell like shit. And at that day, I was just like, you know what? Enough is a goddamn enough. I was like, you know what? I'm calling my pops. At the time, I didn't have a car because I couldn't afford one because I'm working at fucking Red Lobster for $10 an hour. So I'm like, you know what? I could be doing something better, even though I didn't have nothing else lined up for me. So I was like, I can do something better with my time. I can do something better with my life. And I end up calling my pops. I'm like, hey, I just got off. Even though, like, it's not even halfway through my shift yet. It's like, hey, I just got off. I need you to come pick me up. Okay. So, like, I'm sitting there. I'm still washing the dishes. You know, everything's cool. I'm waiting to, like, make a getaway, escape. So nobody see me walking out the door and quitting.
Quitting. So, yeah. I think that's just walking out.
Yeah. So, they fucking, what happened? It was a trash break. We were taking a trash break. To take all the trash out and take it to the damn dump real quick. And while everybody was taking a trash break, my pops had called me. He was like, hey, I'm outside. You ready to go? I'm like, yeah, I'll be out there in a minute. I sneak out. I get my coat, and then I head to the car. I get in the car. I'm like, yeah, they probably ain't going to be calling me for a while, telling me I got no shifts. He said, "What you mean, man?" "Yeah, it's just gonna be a minute before I go back. Then I don't think they need me no more." they might have replaced me.
It was the other way around.
Then, like, before I even left out, I turned my phone off. I blocked all the managers. I blocked Red Lobster. I blocked my cousin because I knew they were gonna try to tell him to call me.
That's how you gotta cut people out your life, man.
Yeah.
And toxic jobs and environments.
I blocked everybody. Just deleted the phone numbers. Everything. End up not working for the next couple weeks, but I had like a couple thousand saved up from Red Lobster because I was just saving my money up, you know. So, but what else? After the next couple weeks, my pop's like, "What the fuck going on, bro? You not working no more?" I'm like, "Nah, Red Lobster, they not calling me. They not giving me. They don't need me no more." He's like, "What do you mean, bro? It's been like 5 fucking weeks, man. They don't. What you talking about? You fired or something?" Then I came out and I told him, like, "Man, I quit. Like, what the fuck is you doing? Why are you always doing stupid shit?" And this is always the theme song, you know. Every time I quit a job, he would tell me, like, "Why are you always doing something stupid?" Yeah. But he eventually found out I quit. And I signed up for the fucking Navy.
Do you ever, like, stop and think, why am I always quitting? Do you think it's because you don't like working for people?
Yeah, it's always because I don't like...
Have you quit every job that you had? You know, unless it was a job that you were doing, like, yourself? Like, your own business type of thing?
Yeah, I quit every job I had. Every job I had, I quit it. Wasn't with it.
How does it make you feel? How does it make you feel?
How does it make me feel that I quit every job that I had?
Mm-hmm.
It made me feel like I can do what the fuck I want to do. This is America. I got a fucking right to do what the fuck I want. I want to quit my job today. I quit that shit today. I quit the Red Lobster. What else? I really only had 2 jobs. Because as soon as I got off of Red Lobster, I was looking to get another job. But every other job, they would call Red Lobster. And then Red Lobster would put in a bad word for me. Mm-hmm. And eventually, like, down the line, like, Red Lobster would fuck up my chances. Because, like, I was in the Navy trying to get, like, a top secret security clearance. And they, like, it's one thing. We got a call from Red Lobster. They said, you walked out on the job, man.
Should have put it on your resume.
Yeah. How do we know that you won't walk out on the submarine? I'm like, dude, you can't walk out of a submarine if it's underwater, dickhead. Why you asking me stupid-ass questions, fucking clown?
And you did.
And then I called everybody back home, like, "Hey, y'all know Red Lobster tried to fuck me over?" And, like, yeah, it was all crazy. Mm. Red Lobster. And ever since then, I vowed to never go to another Red Lobster ever again in my life. Mainly because they fucked me over, tried to fuck me over. Because I still got that security clearance. But they tried to fuck me over in that respect. And then, what else? What else the fuck they do? Oh, and I also seen how they cook the food. I was like, yeah. And I seen how they were. I've washed the dishes. Them shits ain't always 100% clean.
So you say you didn't clean them 100%?
No, I actually checked to make sure. Because I always think, I always thought of it like empathy. I always had empathy when I was, you know, when I was washing dishes. Like, would I eat off of this dirty ass fork? Mm-hmm. Or would I just give it out to the people so they can eat off of it? Leave a bad review to the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
I was always thinking about the customer. Because I didn't want nobody eating off no dirty ass plates and forks, but some people don't fucking care.
Just do the bare minimum.
They do the bare minimum. They just, you know, trying to get by, trying to survive, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that was my first job. I fucking hated Red Lobster. It was a lot of fun shit going on there, too, though. They did a lot of stuff that was fun. Yeah, a lot of crazy stuff. But. Yeah.
Well, you know, first jobs, they give you a standard. It will help you set standards for yourself of what you're going to accept and what you will not accept.
Yeah. I would not accept disrespect because those waiters, just like you had to deal with waiters, waitresses, like being a busboy and a dishwasher, it's like you always dealing with the waiters. Like, and then, like, they'll fucking dump a whole bunch of shit over there and not clean the plate off into the trash can like they supposed to. Because, like, they supposed to put the fucking shit in the... They put it up nicely. Yeah, they supposed to put it up nicely, organize it so, you know, you can have, like, easy... Mm-hmm. You can wash the dishes easy and put them back out there. Mm-hmm. What the waiters and waitresses would do, they would put a bunch of fucking plates and shit filled with food and napkins and shit. Mm-hmm. And, like, fucking shrimp skewers. And, like, just put them up where, like... And then I would have to fucking clean their plate for them.
Yeah.
It was a few times where I went out there and I was like, hey, what the fuck is you doing, nigga? You better clean that fucking plate off. I wasn't playing no games because I was, like, I was upset because I wasn't no waiter. Yeah. I was really upset about it.
Yeah, like, only do what's in your job description.
Yeah, it's like... Like, I don't get paid to clean your fucking plates off. I get paid to wash the dishes and other miscellaneous tasks, but yes. I don't get paid to clean off your fucking plates.
Don't ever fully exert yourself working for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Only do it when you're working for yourself. Yep. Or for your family, or, you know, people who actually appreciate your efforts.
Yeah.
Because these jobs, you know, everybody always says, if you die or you got hurt or sick today, they would have your job in an ad tomorrow.
Yep.
So.
It's business.
Do the bare minimum. Do the bare minimum.
Wow.
Do the bare minimum when you're working for someone else.
Yeah.
If you want to put in more effort, that's you. Yeah, but
if you're passionate about
your job. Okay.
If you that's want a damn thing. Promotion.
But yeah, that's like if you feel that's what you're meant to be doing. But if you're just doing like a 9-to-5 trying to get by in life, like.
Yeah, this is a fucking like dead end job, you know. This is something that's going to take. This is a step. The jobs are.
And it's already stressing you out and like just you feel like it's really not even worth it. You're only there for the little paycheck. Like, don't fully exert yourself for something that's not even giving much to you.
I feel like all my jobs were like stepping stones.
Yeah.
Yeah. The petty ass jobs, like working retail, working a fucking fast food restaurant. Mm-hmm. Those stepping stones. You're not supposed to make those careers. It was motherfuckers that was working at Red Lobster for 20 plus years.
Yeah.
They had a 401k. Come the fuck on. You need to get your shit together. You can raise a child off of fucking Red Lobster.
Yeah.
Like, but they was eating though, for real, actually. Some of them damn cooks was getting, like, it wasn't that much money, but, like, it was to them.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, we getting $15-$16 an hour. I'm like, dude.
I mean, so bad.
Like, literally, you can do Uber Eats and get, like, $25 a fucking hour.
But that's the thing. Some people, it's just about where people want to place their energy.
Yeah.
Like, if someone's like, my passion is to cook, and I'm making $15-$16 an hour cooking, like, let me do that.
Yeah, but it's.
But like, if you're like, my passion is to hustle, let me do Uber Eats and make that or more.
Mm-hmm. But like, if you working at Red Lobster getting 14, 15 an hour, and this is your career, you love to cook, you should be using Red Lobster as a stepping stone to get to like a real restaurant, becoming a sous chef, master chef, all that chef shit. Mm-hmm. Like then that's when you become like private chef, all that, and then you getting like six figures and all that.
Yeah,
you're not supposed to be.
People are happy where that. Do you ever think about that? People are just like happy where they're at. Mm-hmm. Like some people just don't want more.
Yeah, I tried to understand that, but then I realized that that ain't my damn job to try to understand these crazy motherfuckers, why they would want to just be.
Do you think it's like people don't want more or they don't believe that they could have it?
I think people are scared. Mm. People are scared of succeeding because they don't want that. They don't want that pressure, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was scared of, succeeding.
Mm-hmm.
But now I embrace it. Like when I first started my business, which is gonna be we're gonna have to put an advertisement in for that one. When I first started my business, I was scared. I was like, "What am I gonna do?" But you know, I think the first step to actually succeeding and overcoming that fear, just actually just getting off your ass and doing it. Like everything, like the shit you do, just one thing you do, you know, it can move you one step closer, you know, to being a better person in that field and not being afraid of success. Like, the first thing I did was get my business license. When, as soon as I got my business license, I was like, all right, I'm feeling confident. I'm ready to do a job. And then after I got my business, I got my business insurance, then I got my liability insurance, all that. Which brings us to our first sponsor, my business, Lifesaver Roadside Assistance. Listen, guys, you ever been able, you know, you ever been disabled on the side of the fucking road and whatnot? Or, you know, let's say you got a flat tire. Let's say you need a jump start. Let's say you locked your keys in the car like a damn buffoon. Let's say you ran out of gas like I've done before in my mom's Jeep. That's another story for another day. But let's just say all those things happen to you at once. You can call Lifesaver Roadside Assistance, and we will get to you as quickly as possible with affordable rates compared to these other roadside assistance businesses. I'll be honest with you guys. These other roadside companies are price gouging you guys to the maximum. Like, all my fleas are very cheap. You know, a jump start, $35. A tire change, $40. Fuel delivery, $40. Auto lockout, $40. That's not counting the distance traveled and the time spent on the job, though. That's what a lot of these businesses will do to you. They will charge you all that, especially tow companies. Yeah, Lifesaver Roadside Assistance. We can get the job done, help you get on your way and driving on the road again. Because ain't nothing worse than being stuck on the side of the road in Detroit City. You just screaming, rob me. And actually, that brings us to our next sponsor, which is S&M Property Management Brothers. They are based in Detroit and do real estate in Detroit. They do everything real estate, from maintenance to move in. You got anything you need done with, you know, a house that you want to get renovated. You just bought you one of them $1,000 houses in Detroit, and now you want to pimp it out so you can flip it real quick. Call my man at S&M Property Management Brothers. They'll hook you up in Detroit area. That's all they're doing right now. Eventually, they'll move out, but right now, they're in the Detroit area. It's been a good podcast. I like it. Mm-hmm. It's the first episode, you know, getting used to it. Get used to talking to people. Usually, I'm just on the road hustling. But, yeah. This your man's Cartier.
Taj.
And yeah, that's it. We out. Peace. Thanks. We'll be right back.